whispered conversations in overcrowded hallways.
Η Μούσα του musical.
So much to say, not just today, but always.
Μια περιπλάνηση μίησης στην τέχνη του μουσικού θεάτρου. Κρυμμένος στις κουίντες, ο Γιάννης Φίλιας. David Yazbek, Woman on the Verge of a Nervous Breakdown. Γυναίκες στα πρόθυρα νευρικής κρίσης.
down every street and every cul-de-sac. An ever-changing cast of thousands in the back. The flag goes down, a brand new scene, and then the flag goes up, the scene is over, they get out. It all begins again. Madrid, my mama, my creator. She might make me crazy, but I'm not gonna fight her. I'll just crawl back up inside her. So if you wanna go ahead and die, amen. In another 10 minutes you'll be born again. And it'll all be here and it'll all be new. And what you wanna do with it is up to you. Cause maybe life is hard and maybe love is fickle. It's all a steady trickle from a little umbilical. Every bump of the road, every stop, every start. You can feel her heart, you can feel her heart, you can feel her heart. Ba-da-boom, 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 ba-da-boom.
Δεύτερη κατά σειράν εκπομπή που αφιερώνουμε στον David Yazbek και τη μουσική του μεταφορά ταινιών στη σκηνή του Broadway. Δραματική κομεντή την προηγούμενη εβδομάδα με το The Full Monty, σουρεαλιστική κομεντή απόψε με το «Γυναίκες στα πρόθυρα νευρικής κρίσης» του Pedro Almodóvar. Και αφού το 2000 ο Yazbek είχε κάνει την πρώτη του μουσική βουτιά στην ανδρική ψυχοσύνθεση με το «Άνδρες με τα όλα τους», η πένα του φαίνεται να τρελάθηκε, πάντα με την καλή έννοια, το 2010 με την ανάλογη βουτιά σε αυτό το αλμοδοβαρικό σενάριο που έχει να κάνει αυτή τη φορά με τη γυναικεία ψυχολογία. Καλή τύχη με αυτό.
Pretty soon romance will marinate your brain. Then watch the temperature sleep because your sheets are wet. Toss and turn for hours and your sweat is sweet. Smells like dying flowers. You've got pain in your stomach like a long neglected tooth. Dilated pupils that refuse to see the truth. And as you're sick, you're sick. You might not get through it. Your aching heart is racing and your brain can't catch up to it. That's how you diagnose an overdose of love. You feel the itching on your skin, then in, right down to your skeleton. You cease, you freeze, knees turn into gelatin. And you're on them praying that you'll keep some self-respect.
Solid is still, reality's more. want me. I'd give up my sanity for just 5 minutes more of thinking you want me. Tell me you're waiting back at home for me. Say you'll be there when I it seems strange, stop. If you're thinking that it's ever gonna change, stop. It never will. It never will. It never will. Because time stands still.
Can never explain why I follow this lunatic moon when it calls to my crazy heart.
I hear it right now,
and it throws me around
like a drunk on the dance floor. I'm spinning to the tune of my crazy heart.
The lock on the
door and the
lock, and I've got to get out, 'cause I hate it, but I can't, because I love it even more.
Give me more,
give me more. I'll sleep when the moon goes to bed, but for now it's me and my crazy
bed, but for now it's me and my crazy heart.
You have 27 messages.
Peppa, Peppa, it's me, are you there? Call me. Hi, it's me again, Candela. Where are you? Just call me when you get this, okay? Okay. Peppa? Peppa?
Peppa, it's me again. Why aren't you picking up the phone? It's like my brain is gonna melt if I don't talk to you. I've got a problem in the shower and I've only got a minute. 'Cause the problem in the shower is this guy that I've been dating, named Malik. He's what's the word? Swarthy, like a desert chic. And he's been here in my apartment for about a week. I met him down at Cafe Sombra, and I know you think I'm overly romantic, but you wouldn't believe the connection we had. Like, immediately I was ready for him to meet my mom. Like, I could feel my heart exploding like some kind of bomb, which is ironic because actually I think he literally has some kind of... Anyway, Grandpa, happy birthday. Say hello to Grandma and be sure and think, oh, that was him. I may be jumping to conclusions, God, I hope I am. He thinks I'm thin and he's got shoulders like Jean-Claude Van Damme. Listen, call me when you hear this. I'll be here for half an hour. Call me back. Are you okay? You're not there, but we need to talk. My stomach's aching like I swallowed some enormous rock. I'm at the phone booth on the corner and I've only got a minute, 'cause I'm running out of change, 'cause I've been lending all my money to Malik. God knows with men I'm not exactly on a lucky streak, but this one really is a mess. I think I'm gonna freak. I know you say I'm an alarmist, but I'm not. Remember, there's that time I thought I saw a spider. You said, nah, it's a raisin, but it suddenly started moving and it crawled over and bit me on the toe. So if you're gonna stand in judgment, that's how much you know. It's a good thing I didn't eat it, but I never would have eaten it, 'cause I never did like raisins, so why would there be a raisin on the floor? So when you hear this, call me back, I'll wait a little more. I'll be at 773, damn, they scratched out the number and misspelled vagina. All right, I'm hanging up, I'll call you back. course I'm having trouble working, cause the only thing I think about's this crazy situation with Malik. I don't know what I'm gonna do if you and I don't speak. I know you think I'm just a drama queen, but actually I'm practical, and damn it, I'm a model, so of course I feel things deeper than most people typically do. And anyway, I think my life might be in danger too. You won't believe what he's got eaten in the Fernando's working here. He's lost a lot of weight, and while he got that thing removed, he just looks like Pepa Marcos is a talent. And now he's telling me we're shooting, so I've got to go. It's some big deal and campaign, I don't know what it's for. They've got me posing with a melon and a matador. Some kind of metaphor. Call me back! Peppa, it's 8. I don't know why you're treating me like this. Peppa, it's almost 10 o'clock, you really are a terrible friend. Peppa, I'm sorry, I've never felt so frightened at all. I'm like a helpless little kitten, but hey! I'm on the fucking phone! Please call me back. It's midnight, are you screening? It's 3 a.m., you have to call me. I'd never do this to you! What kind of a friend? What was the name of that cheese that I like?
Peppa, Peppa, sweetheart, listen, I need to tell you.
Tape is full. End of messages.
An island for two in the clouds, with gas and electric included, floating above all the noise of the city, away from the traffic and crowds, happily cast away, sleeping till noon. We bobbed and we laughed on our mattress raft in our bedroom. That I did, an island with closet space to spare. But now that it seems you've decided to pack up a suitcase and swim for it, I think I'm becoming aware of an unfamiliar feeling of falling through the floor.
Where do they go when they disappear? that a step has to miss. I thought I knew just what we needed. It's funny how everything looks different through salt water. The thing about us. One, you're just shipwrecked and stranded. Where do you go? How do you swim in a tidal wave? What do you do? When do you know that you can't be safe? Where do I go? I wish you'd tell me, 'cause I forget. Up in the clouds, up with the smoke from your cigarette.
It's a matter of an inch or so. The ear to the heart, a little more. From the ear to the rest of the woman's quite a way to go. And that's what our friend the microphone is for. If you think of a woman as a placid pool, think of your voice as a precious stone. The water is still, so still until you drop your jewel. Such beautiful rings you create with the help of your friend, the microphone. Everyone has a vibration, a sleeping frequency of their own, waiting in anticipation for the touch of a sympathetic tone. The words aren't important, the sound contains its own rewards. The fruits of the alchemy you'll do. Murmurs that issue from your vocal cords, turn to gold with the help of the friend you're murmuring through. Blah 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 blah. Blah 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 blah. Blah blah. You can say so much without saying so much. When you touch your mouth to the windscreen, you can get so close without getting too close when you're holding this wonderful machine. And thanks to this product of genius German engineers, you don't have to walk this world alone. This world made of women with hungry hearts and thirsty ears, anxiously waiting for sips of the honey that dribbles and drips from the silver spoon pressed to your lips. Your microphone, your microphone, the microphone.
Οι γυναίκες στα πρόθυρα νευρικής κρίσης ή αλλιώς «Μουχέρες al borde de un ataque de nervios» δεν είναι η μόνη κινηματογραφική ταινία που ενέπνευσε τον Αμερικανό συγγραφέα, συνθέτη και στιχουργό David Hasbeck να γράψει ένα musical. Εκτός από το The Full Monty, για το οποίο μιλήσαμε πριν, ο ευφυής δημιουργός έχει ανεβάσει στη σκηνή του Broadway και το The Band's Visit από την ομώνυμη Ισραηλινή ταινία και το Dirty Rotten Scoundrels και το Tootsie από τις ομώνυμες αμερικανικές ταινίες. Στις γυναίκες του Αλμοδόβαρ, ο συνθέτης δεν άλλαξε κατά τη συνήθειά του σκηνικό, όπως είχε κάνει, όπως είδαμε, στο The Full Monty, που μετέφερε το νότιο Yorkshire της Αγγλίας στο Buffalo της Αμερικής. Στις γυναίκες στα πρόθυρα νευρικής κρίσης, οι ηρωίδες παρέμειναν στη Μαδρίτη, βέρες Ισπανίδες που απλά τραγουδούν στα αγγλικά, με μια ελάχιστη προφορά ίσως, έτσι για τη γεύση.
Admit it's kinda thrilling as you teeter on the brink and your name in your trunk and a thought or a word could break the thread you're hanging by, so keep it to yourself. Shut up or not, let go, hang on, and pretty soon you're ululating like a banshee. Can she cope? She's out of rope.
Please, you shouldn't be upsetting yourself in your condition.
What condition?
You're pregnant.
Mary on the wall.
know the song. Can I sing it? Can I sing it with her? All your motions, everything. Mother's Day. Will she hear it? Will she hear the song? Can I sing it? Can I sing it for her? Can I sing it? Can I sing it for her?
I think of love as an infinite river, timelessly flowing, endlessly strange. Yesterday, today, and tomorrow, love is eternal, though the faces sometimes change. Is a saffron yellow, the warmth of summer, the smell of apple, the soft guitar in the wedding chapel that echoes through the day, explodes in a bright magenta, alive and full like a perfect flower that holds the seed of the passing hour, which brings us to tomorrow is an ice cream sandwich just waiting on a silver tray. I love them all and I love forever. Yesterday, tomorrow, and today is here with a fierce conviction. The fiery eyes with a hint of sorrow. I'll think of them when I see tomorrow, and today turns into yesterday. I remember fondly how things went stale. To die, I'll say, I love them all and I love forever. Yesterday, tomorrow, and today. Paulina!
Ivan, I've told you.
Blah, 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 blah.
We both know this can't happen.
Blah, 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 blah.
So do I. But still, it's not...
Blah, 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 blah.
What time is the plane?
The Book of Love has many pages. My Filofax has only three. But give me your home number, darling. I'll call you when a slot is free. And someday soon we will meet discreetly. You'll take my hand and you'll ask me sweetly, is love eternal? I'll say completely. Yes, today. Yes, tomorrow. And yes, 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 yesterday.
troubled soul. That voice, like sunshine when you're cold, like water when you're thirsty. And then one morning he was gone. A day went by and he was gone. A month went by and I would stand by the window, holding the baby, shaking with fear. Then one day I heard it, as real as the sun, that voice in my ear. That's when I realized it. He was invisible, like a magic trick, like a miracle. I don't know how he did it. He was gone, but he still was there. And soup. Most of the doctors were polite, the nuns were nice and lonely. You eat your lunch, a year is gone. You go to bed, 10 years are gone. Then you wake up and wonder, where is it hiding? Where did it go? I don't understand. The life I had wanted, the life I was. Still are smiling, they just never smile at me. At first I thought they might be blind, like love or gravity, but then I realized I picked it up. I've got the gift. I feel like Supergirl. I've become invisible. I'm a magic chick. Isn't it wonderful?
Salt water. I built a house on the sand, gathered all my hopes and put them inside. So drunk with the view, I forgot to watch. watch out for the tide. Well, here comes the tide. Where does it go? Where does it go? When it goes away, where does it go? I thought I saw it here yesterday.
Thank you. Have you ever had one of those days where the world is amazingly cracked and confusing? What you've lost, you've been hoping to find, and you find that it might be your mind you are losing. You keep trying to follow the plot, like there must be some twist you forgot. But the logic is tied in a knot, you're tangled up, tangled up. For example, there's this one who once was with him, who's with her, who is this one's attorney? She's at sea, so is he, so is she, so am I, so let's try to unravel the journey. From the moment your heart catches fire, you're a slave to the law of desire, in a helmet of telephone wire, tangled up, tangled up.
Oh. What is it?
A love note from Malik.
You're out of olives.
Yes.
What's this?
What?
On the back. It's a map of the central courthouse. All the entrances, exits, security points.
So he really did have plans for today. I thought he was just blowing me off.
Oh.
I don't know why I suddenly feel like the whole room is tilting.
I don't know why my type of a guy is a type of a guy who would blow up a building. I keep running and going nowhere.
Why does love have to be so unfair?
I mean, even my hair is completely tangled up.
Tangled up.
I'm tangled, tongue tangled, tongue tangled most of the time. Tongue tangled, your tongue tangled, I want your tongue tangled up with mine.
Peppa? Peppa, sweetheart.
Ivan?
Where are you?
Are you there?
I understand if you don't want to see
me. I have to see you before you leave town.
I want to tell you.
I need to tell you.
Peppa.
Damn it, Ivan.
I don't know.
Call me.
Tell me what in God's name am I doing to ruin my usual elegant exit? While I make my retreat, something pulls at my heart and my feet and entirely wrecks it.
Tell me, when did the wires get crossed? Tell me where the connection was lost. Tell me how I got tumbled and lost and tangled up, tangled up.
You hear music in the distance, pretty music. You think you're in luck, then the music gets louder and louder and bam! You're hit from behind by the ice cream truck!
I mean, what the fuck? You walk around scratching your head and repeating, if only. And the question is, which would you rather be, totally tangled or totally lonely?
That's a thought you can keep in your mind. That's a knot you can try to unwind. That's a thing to be sure to remind yourself. When you fall in the same kind of find yourself, and you lose yourself, and you find yourself tangled up,
tangled up,
tangled up.
Most of the time,
like there must be some twist you
want your tongue tangled up with mine. I'm tangled, looking most of the time.
Like there must be some twist you
want your tongue tangled up with mine.
Με τους υπέροχους Sherry Rene Scott, Brian Stokes Mitchell, την αγέραστη Patty λοιπόν, αλλά και τα υπόλοιπα ταλαντούχα μέλη του cast της πρεμιέρας, απολαύσαμε σήμερα τις «Γυναίκες στα πρόθυρα νευρικής κρίσης» του David Yazbek, όπως ερμηνεύτηκε όχι στα ισπανικά στη μεγάλη οθόνη το 1988, αλλά στα αγγλικά στη σκηνή του Broadway το 2010. Στα πρόθυρα του δικού μας αποχαιρετισμού, φίλες και φίλοι του Τρίτου, από τον Λευτέρη Λιάκο που φρόντισε τον ήχο και τον Γιάννη Φίλια που κράτησε το μικρόφωνο, υπόκλιση.
And it throws me around.
like a drunk on a dance floor, I'm spinning to the tune of my crazy heart.